The federal government and state governments are urging Australians to get their booster shots as soon as they're eligible, as thousands of booster appointments go to waste. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the Therapeutic Goods Administration has given provisional approval for the Pfizer booster for 16 and 17-year-olds and is awaiting the final green light from ATAGI.
If they say yes, and we're looking forward to their advice within the course of the coming week, if not earlier, then we will make these doses available immediately. They are the same doses as the adult regime. They're widely available around the country in general practices, Commonwealth clinics, state clinics, Indigenous medical clinics. It's an important next step.
So that's some of the official advice, but it seems like there's still quite a bit of confusion out in the community. If you've had COVID, are you now immune, or how long do you need to wait until you get a booster? Well, you're about to get the answer to some of those questions. Professor Jennifer Martin is Chair of Clinical Pharmacology at the University of Newcastle.
The immunity that you get from a native infection doesn't seem to last very long, probably only a month or maybe up to 3 months maximum. That's what's being reported to date. So it is really important to get that booster because that gives you much longer immunity and much higher levels of the antibodies, which is the protection against the virus when it comes into the body.
And what about the timing? How long after you've had COVID do you need to wait until you can get that third shot?
Well, you do need to wait at least a month, and that's because if you got the vaccine booster earlier than that, you might get quite an overwhelming immune response, but you should get it somewhere between about 1 and 3 months after you've had that exposure and that infection.
With the current variants that we know about, is it possible to get COVID twice?
Yes, it is. And some people that got Omicron had actually had an earlier version of COVID. And I guess it's more evidence that the immunity that you get from a native infection doesn't last all that long. But also the immunity is quite specifically generated to that variant. So if we get another variant, you may not be able to make an antibody response to that new variant. And again, it comes back to the benefit of the booster and the vaccinations because you get a much broader response to the COVID virus from the vaccination. So at least with that vaccination, you're slightly prepared against all of the major mutations that are likely to happen. Having said that, we have seen quite a few breakthrough infections with Omicron and people that are fully vaccinated.
What about socialising for people who've had COVID and recovered and now think, right, I can go out, I can go to pubs, I can go to restaurants, I'm safe? What do you think?
Well, because we don't know that everyone is protected for a month, it is possible that some people that have had the infection actually are not as immune as they may think they are based on some of the population data. So I think it would still be quite a risky event. And so it's certainly a mindset that some people have, that they've beaten it, that they've survived it, and now they're immune. But I think I would just caution that, you're not as immune. You don't really know how immune you are, and you can get infected again. And you don't also know the company that you're keeping, and you don't really know if those people are bringing to the social venue a new variant of concern or also a live infection, but who actually have relatively few symptoms. So I guess you can't really stop people doing that, considering we don't have lockdowns. But I would just suggest that people are very careful. They get their booster and they try and socially distance where possible.
So the timing of that is quite interesting. If we know that quite a lot of people got infected at Christmas and New Year, if that immunity from getting an infection starts to go down after a month, that we're talking about right now that some of that immunity from getting infected will start to decline now.
Yes, and I think that's why the health authorities have been really keen to make sure people get their boosters, particularly there's a lot of people going back to the workplace this week and next week. Kids are all going back to school, so it can circulate from adults into the children's population and also from the children back into the family. So I think this is a really critical time for us to get our booster and to make sure that everyone in the family is protected and just to ensure that particularly in the workplace, that you're sensible and continue to socially distance and wear masks, because again, you don't really know what the status is of everyone coming into the workplace, and they might not even know themselves, particularly if they've got, you know, they're fully vaccinated and have got low symptoms, even if they've actually got COVID and can pass it on.
That's Professor Jennifer Martin there, Chair of Clinical Pharmacology at the University of Newcastle.